Hey everybody, it's Daryl Turner. Welcome to my podcast. You know, this week I am doing something a little different. I want to talk directly to business leaders. I want to talk to the owners of organizations that have sales teams. I want to talk about sales efficiency, and I want to actually expose the myth about sales being that thing that we can just put people into. We can put someone with a great personality out on the streets, quote unquote. We can put them on the phones. We can, you know, put them in touch with our prospects and they'll figure it out. You know, that's called winging it. Well, today what I want to talk about is how it is literally impossible for a salesperson to have success winging it. Why they absolutely must have a system that produces a proven level of results. And in almost every case, they must have a coach to keep them on that system. And I'm going to give you some math today. And we do a lot of work around the country with title insurance companies and title insurance agencies who have a number, in many cases, a number of sales professionals making their efforts or putting their efforts into increasing revenue, which is the wrong thing to measure when it comes to measuring sales effectiveness. In fact, before I get too deep into today's episode, I want to share with you what you should be measuring. Many times, companies will look at total orders if they're in the title insurance world, total orders. They'll look at overall revenue, but both of those are misleading metrics for the salesperson. You know, hot markets ruin good salespeople because those salespeople, even without intention, seem to find themselves believing that that revenue is all about them, that the market didn't drive their results, they did. But if it is all based on revenue or total order count, it cannot ever be all about the salesperson. There are many other people and factors involved. But when it comes to measuring sales effectiveness, here's what can be about the salesperson. How well are they doing in generating customer activity from people who were not your customer prior to the effort of the salesperson? In other words, how effective are they at generating new sources of business, customer conversion from one title company to yours, right? How good are they at that? And because our studies show that it takes 3 to 5 transactions with a new customer for that relationship to gel between the company and the new customer. In many cases, it's between the escrow officer or the closer and that new customer. It takes 3 to 5 transactions for that relationship to gel. So it's super important that the salesperson stay deeply involved for the first 5 transactions. Now, I know many companies, when they hear that, the first thought they have is, yeah, but what about after that? Well, after that, there's a relationship which adds to the retention likelihood. So the retention efforts put forth by the salesperson become minimized because of the relationship transference to the inside people. Now, the salesperson never completely exits out. They never leave that customer in the dust, if you will. They're always engaged somehow. But the role of a salesperson for your organization, if you're in the title insurance world, is literally to generate new sources of business and stay with those new sources of business to the point of relational gelling with a company or inside staff. Their job is to continually generate new sources of business. You know, we lose in the title world, we lose about 12.5% of our customer base each year. So if you're a title company owner and you're listening to this podcast right now, approximately 12.5%, and the industry average is actually between 10 and 15. So we just use 12.5%. About 12.5% of your customers that you have right now will not be your customers this time next year. And it'll be because of reasons that are not within your control. They get out of the business, they move, they pass away. There are things that happen that reduce your customer count. So if those things are present, which they are, in order to even stay the same, you have to be generating customers at a rate of 12.5%. You have to grow your customer base annually or at least set a goal to grow your customer base annually, equivalent to the attrition loss, just to stay the same. But if you want to grow your organization, you have to take it to a level that's higher than that. But I'm going to give you some math today that will dispel the myth that salespeople can be effective without a proven sales system in place and without having a coach. Now, don't get me wrong. I know many salespeople that have been on our coaching platform and have gotten to a point that they can manage the inclination of continued results working with their sales manager or on their own. However, I also know the nature of people. Why? Because I am one. I am a person. And I know that if I don't have a prodding or someone I'm talking to about what I am trying to achieve, little by little, my brain leaves the goal. Okay. And even being a coach in the industry, I'm still vulnerable or susceptible to this kind of thing happening. And if I am, that means everybody is. So that's the importance of a coach. But I'm going to give you some specific math. And, you know, hopefully you take good notes on this and you challenge your own thinking. I'm going to give you some industry averages, and then I'm going to give you some system averages. And I'm going to show you why your salespeople must have a system in order for them to generate what you want them to generate. Now, you don't have a salesperson in place, so your revenue will stay the same. You don't have a sales team in place, so you just keep the customers you have and never grow. The job of a salesperson or a sales team is to elevate the company's business level to a degree higher than the market alone would bring to that company, which means they have to be increasing customer base. Now, I'm going to use a salary range of $4,000 a month or an income range of $4,000 a month for a salesperson. Now, there are markets where the salesperson might not make $4,000 a month. There's markets where a salesperson might make double that. It just depends on where they're located. But the math is the math. So let's use $4,000. And we use what's called an X factor in setting goals. Remember, you want your salesperson to generate a profit off of their efforts for you. Okay. So if they are costing you $4,000 a month right now, they need to be bringing in at least $4,000 a month right now in new revenue. New revenue can only come from new customers, okay? So you can't look at the existing revenue and justify that, because that existing revenue is also connected to your escrow staff or your closing staff that is managing most of that relationship. Now, you might be in a market where it's strictly title only, and the sales rep does manage more of that relationship. That's okay, all right? But for the most part, we look at two goal levels for salespeople. The first is what we call X3, and the second is what we call X5, okay? A breakpoint is X1. In other words, generating enough revenue that's new to the company that would cause that sales rep to not cost the company anything. In other words, it's break even. So if they cost $4,000 a month, X1 is $4,000 in new revenue. So the salesperson is paying their own way. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, almost no salespeople without a proven system pay their own way until they're 10 or 15 years into the business. And they have to be focused on what they're doing, because at that point, it's also dangerous because they have a lot of relationships and a lot of customers. So most of those people actually stop prospecting. So that's another danger. But let's look at X3 first. And we're going to compare X3 and X5 as we go through this. But if we want three times or $3 in revenue for every $1 of cost for a salesperson, that means that a salesperson that's costing $4,000 needs to be generating $12,000. I need to look at my own math a little closer. $12,000 in new revenue. That's basically, on average, approximately 7 closings from new customers, which means that an 80% close ratio, they have to be generating 9 orders a month from new customers that they have brought to the table within their first 5 transactions. Now remember, beyond 5, it's now counted as retention revenue, not sales revenue. So they have to have at least 9 new customer orders or orders from new customers. At an X5, it's $20,000 in revenue. That's on average 11 closings from new customers that month, which at an 80% close ratio is 14 new open orders from new customers. I'm not talking about 14 orders from all the customers that you might have assigned to the salesperson. I'm talking about 14 open orders from people who the salesperson has brought on who are within their first 5 transactions. Now, let's get real here. Let's talk about the likelihood of that happening based on the math. I'm going to tell you that the average salesperson who targets prospects has approximately a 5% success rate on converting those prospects. Okay, that means that the typical title salesperson, and I know there are some listening to this right now who might have numbers different than this, good for you. But on average, across the industry, across the nation, it comes out to about 5%, which means for every 20 targets that are on a list, that salesperson is able to convert one of them into a regular customer. So let's do the math. If I need 9 new orders that particular month from new customers to be at an X3 for my employer, I need a 180 prospects I'm working. Now, 180 prospects. In order to be working them, I have to be having conversations with them in a healthy fashion every week. That's ridiculous. In order for me to generate 14, I have to have 280 prospects that I am working. Now, a lot of companies, they have this big giant list. They call them all prospects and they give them to their salespeople. And some of you right now may be thinking, well, my salespeople have 280 prospects. No way. There's no way that they can effectively work 280 people and stay with them and communicate healthy sales conversations every single week. Let's look now at the averages that our clients have reported back to us over the years. And I'm just going to give you the range and then I'm going to give you the average. We've had title companies report back to us that approximately 24% of their prospects become directing customers without the support of their escrow staff. In other words, salespeople doing it on their own. We have had people report back to us as high as 47% when the sales efforts are coinciding with the escrow efforts. In other words, they're working together to generate new customers, all on our process. So I'm going to use the average of that at 35.5%. A salesperson who has a goal of X3, $12,000 of new company revenue over and above their existing revenue from customers that have been brought in by the salesperson who are within their first 5, $12,000 in revenue in order to have 9 new customer opens in a month. They need 25 prospects that they are working to generate 9. Now look, it went from 180 to 25. Now we work with people all the time and basically our parameters are 25 over 7. What does that mean? 25 over 7 means 25 prospects with a 7.0 or higher triage score. Now, that might not mean anything to you right now, but that is how we teach salespeople to score their prospects. Are they likely to become a customer with your efforts? If they are 7.0 or higher, they are likely. Now, if somebody was shooting for an X5 goal, then they need 30 prospects that they're working at all times. So here's how this works. If you don't have a 35.5% customer conversion rate with your salespeople, and they're not working 25 to 30 or 39, I'm sorry about that, I gave you 30, it's 39 for an X5. they're simply not generating the return that you would want them to generate. So why is a process important? Because a process generates proven results. So today, as I told you, I was going to be giving you some math. Hopefully what you're understanding is that without a process that your sales team is following, it's impossible to generate a return on investment that is equivalent to what you would want them to generate. Now, I know there are salespeople listening to this right now because there are lots of salespeople listening to my podcast. Hey, salespeople, don't take this wrong. You know you need a process. You know that winging it doesn't work. The important element is that you understand the formula M times S equals R. Math multiplied by skill equals results. Math means the quantity of quality prospects engaged. Skill is how well are you effectively implementing a sales process. Math times skill equals results. So if it's results that you're after, and I'm positive it is, then a healthy process needs to be in place with your sales team. A coach should be in place to keep your team on the process. Or you can settle for a 5% industry average new customer conversion rate. And because they can't manage 180 to 280 prospects effectively, that means you will not have a positive ROI with your sales team. Now, I threw a lot of math at you today. And I am glad you're listening to this podcast. I'm glad that you're joining me today. But I will tell you that math doesn't lie. Now that you're aware of this and these statistics and the math, remember, you don't have salespeople in place to keep your company the same. You have salespeople in place to grow your company. And growing your company is not a result of revenue increasing. It's a result of your customer base or your active customer base increasing. That represents your market share. You can have a revenue increase and have a market share decrease. In fact, right now it's August of 2020. Almost every title company that we work with and that we know, they're all saying they're having record revenue months. You're probably one of them. If you're in the title business listening to this, you probably in the month of July had a record month for your company. Don't be deceived. Markets go up, markets go down. Your future viability as a company doesn't depend solely on a market condition. It depends on your ability to continually increase the size of your customer base. That's what sales is for. That's what your sales team is supposed to be doing for you. Hey, if this has triggered any thoughts at all for you, you should reach out to me because we can help you. info@darylturner.com. If you're in the business and you want to improve your sales team's effectiveness, you must consider this math. Now, is our system the only one that can help salespeople? As much as I would love to say yes, any proven process that can give you the specific results that I'm talking about today can be beneficial for your organization. But it's not just reading a book, and it's not just listening to a podcast or to a webinar. It's about effective implementation of a proven process. If you have that, great. Most don't. So a proven process has to be something they stay on every day. And most importantly, here's what's incredible about sales. Many people think, well, I need to add this behavior and add this behavior and add this behavior. You know, most growth comes not from what we grab hold of, but from what we let go of. Many people aren't ready or aren't willing or don't want to let go of the way that they have always worked. But in order to advance in our professional world, we have to let go of certain things so that we can grab hold of new things. So this process that you are thinking of putting in place right now as a result of all these numbers and your desire for a positive ROI out of your sales team, this process that you're thinking about putting in place, the toughest part about it is not adding the new behaviors that work. It's releasing or removing the old behaviors that have proven not to work. So on today's podcast, yeah, I'm talking mostly to business owners, right? And if you're a salesperson, make sure you're shooting for an X3 or X5 for your employer. You want to be horsepower, not cargo. When the market changes, you don't want to be a name on a list that people are wondering what should happen to you. You want to clearly be that individual that has been achieving the numbers that I'm talking about on today's podcast. How can you do that? Continually generate new customers for your company. Remember this, salespeople, horsepower is never asked to leave. Only cargo is. So if you're attaching yourself to just revenue, you're making a very tragic mistake. If you are attaching your success to your ability to convert new customers and generate an X3 to X5 range of results for your employer on new revenue to the company each month that they would not have had without your efforts, you are horsepower. You have a great career to live out in this business. Owners, I hope this has helped you today. If this has helped you and you know other owners in the business that might not be a subscriber to this podcast, I urge you to forward this to them. I know these are challenging numbers and I know that it brings up a little bit of controversy. But the facts are the facts. Without a process, in almost every case, there's no ROI from your sales team. They're just an expense that is added to the other relationship management expenses that your company has. If you want to grow, put a process in place. Understand that there's no way to manage 180 to 280 prospects if you are effectively communicating with them weekly as a sales professional. Again, pass this on. Hey, I invite your comments. Anything you would like to comment, any future topics you would like to hear me share with you, just email those to me at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to next time. Have a great day.